Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Three Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 37, if you have a Bible. And if you don't, we'll be reading through the story of Joseph. Now, the last time we were together, we saw how that Joseph was a type of Christ, how that Joseph showed us a lot of the things that were true of Christ, even though he was around in around 1729 B.C., or somewhere around that area of time. That many years before, God was speaking to mankind, and now we can look back and see a type in these different characters. When we said again, Joseph is unique in this. We saw how that Joseph was hated of his brethren because he had been chosen by God, by his father, I mean, as the favored son. How that he had been given a coat of many colors and a favoritism. This coat showed his authority. How that they hated him yet the more for this. And he was a dreamer who was receiving dreams from God when all the others were silent. And they hated him yet the more for this. And how ultimately the dream revealed his dominion over these brothers. And they hated him yet the more for this. And this time as we begin reading, we're going to find that he's not stopped with his dream. There is yet one more dream at this time that Joseph has yet to have. And it's going to get him into even more trouble. What's amazing with Joseph, and something that I can't quite understand, it's almost as if the young man was naive. He had these dreams, and he goes and he tells them to his brothers, knowing that they hate him, or you would think that he would pick up on this. And now he's going to have another dream after the first one, and he's going to tell it too. He's not one to keep silence about the things of God. He's not one to keep silence when God spoke to him. One thing I can say, men and women, is may God give me the courage that he gave to Joseph to speak in his name regardless of whether men or women hate me or don't hate me. Let's begin with a word of prayer here as we begin this lesson. Father, we thank you that as we say this lesson, Lord, that you may teach us from it, Lord, that you may show us and reveal us the Lord Jesus Christ, that you may open our eyes that we may see and open our ears that we may hear, Lord. Pray for any lost soul out there today. Father, that you would reach their heart with this word of the gospel of the salvation of God, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that it's pictured to us in Joseph, Father, and that now as we look at this, that you can touch our hearts, and as you can teach us, and Father, we do pray that you would teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we said that Joseph had had a dream, and now he's having another dream. Verse 9 of Genesis chapter 37. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come down and bow ourselves to thee on the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. Now notice this went from hatred now to envy. We went over the last time we were together how that in verse 4, when the father loved Joseph the most, they hated him. He could not speak peaceably. When he dreamed the dream receiving his revelation from God, it says they hated him yet the more. When he gave his interpretation of this, of the dream that he had had, of the sheaves that were in the field, and his sheaf rose up and stood upright, and their sheaves fell down around it, to the ground around it. It says that they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. He has another dream, and he gives it to his father and to his brethren. And it says now in verse 11 that his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. Now, his father has rebuked him for this dream. The brethren have hated him for the other dream that he had. he had dreamed, and the sun and the moon, of course, represented his father and his mother, the sun ruling the day as the Lord had put it in its place, the moon ruling the night, which reflects the light of the sun. So you can see the picture here. It said of Eve that God had made a helpmeet for Adam, and the moon reflecting the light of the sun, a wife reflects a lot of her husband. Well, they had picked up on what God was saying here, and the 11 stars, that is the smaller points in the heavens, so that their father made this interpretation, had seen it from God, and of course it brought envy on, because they fell down to worship him, or to bow down to him again. Not to worship him, but to bow down. Now, one thing that's going on here, God has obviously given Joseph a gift with dreams. This later on in Joseph's life is going to come to the forefront. It's going to show how that this same thing that's bringing him into trouble at this time is going to be the greatest blessing in a time to come. Sometimes things that we think are working for the bad, that are doing terribly, going terribly wrong for us, we say, God, you've given me this to do, and look what it's caused in my life. Lord, you told me to do this, and look what's the result of it. You see how they've envied him and they've hated him for it? But later on in our lives, we find out that this was the greatest of blessings. That in our times of trial and of troubles, when those around us would reject us for the word of the Lord and for obeying God, later on in our life we find that that was the time when we grew the most, when we had to depend on God the most, and whenever God did the most with us and trained us for what he has for us later on. Well, this is what's happening with Joseph. God has got him in the training ground of affliction. You know that Romans 8 says that all things work together for good for those who are called of God, called according to his purpose, who are the children of God and are saved, that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called, the called according to his purpose. So that the same thing is true with Joseph. And you see here, as we look at his young life, it's about to go really bad. He says in verse 12, and his brethren went to feed their flocks in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, do not your brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto thee. And he said to him, here am I. And he said, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flock, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Now, before we go any farther, I want you to remember what we have already read the last time we were together. The last time that Joseph went out into the field, he found the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah evidently goofing off, and Joseph brings a bad report, an evil report back to his father. Now all this has happened between those two times to bring Joseph into disfavor with his brother and even more. And his father sends him out to watch the family again. Now notice, this is the youngest son being sent out into the place of authority over all the older sons. It's the youngest son who already one time has brought an evil report on all the brothers when he went to the field the last time. So the scene is set before us. We know what's going to happen as soon as he gets there. He's in bad shape already. Now, let's read verse 15. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field, and the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren, tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Now, Joseph, rather than go back and tell his father what's happened, he goes to Dothan. I can just see it now. You're going to have to really think about this, people. This boy is starting to be a lot of trouble to these fellas. He is really pressing his luck, if you will. He's really starting to get on somebody's nerves. He doesn't even go on back and tell his father, but he has to prance right down there where they're at and catch them in the act of what they're doing. Now, Joseph is a faithful son. He's going to do what his father told him to do to the letter. And he knows that he has to fulfill what the spirit of what his father had said to do. Now, in the brother's eyes, here he comes prancing down to take authority over them, going to go back and give an evil report to their daddy. But what Joseph is really doing is obeying his father's wishes and even the spirit of what his father had said. And you know, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth and he came to the Jew and he said to the Israelites, this is what is meant by what is said in the law. All that they could see, all that they cared to see, was the one who was telling them what to do and how to act and what to be like. They felt, well, here comes this son down to mock us. Here he comes to tell us what to do. He's already rebuked us, took us before God, if you will, and told him what we're really like when he revealed to them their hearts and said that God saw it. He had made it known, and all they could see was here was one who was telling them what to do. Here was one who was bringing an evil report on them. Here was one who they had to get rid of. This is what happened to Jesus when he came the first time. We have already quoted that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Those of the Jewish nation, just as the sons of Israel rejected Joseph, those Israelites, and even today, reject the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those that were under the law. Here, Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Jewish Messiah, a Jew of the Jews, of the lineage of the royal seed is born, comes to take his place of authority, comes to do what his father has said to do, and he is rejected of his own brethren, those of the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, is taken to the cross and is crucified because they don't want him to rule over them. When he was on the cross, Pilate said, I have written, this is Jesus, King of the Jews. I have brought to you your king. And yet the Jew says, we have no king but Caesar. And if you don't crucify him, you are not Caesar's friend. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ in his day. Not only did they, but so did the Romans. So did we. Now today I ask you, will you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and give him the authority in your life? It is true, he has brought an evil report on to God about us also, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He says that their mouths are full of wickedness and the poison of asp is under their tongue, and the way of peace they have not known about us. He has brought an evil report. Will you listen to that and accept him as your Savior today? Or will you trod underfoot the blood of the Son of God and count it of nothing, of no account? He died for your sins. He laid down his life for you and for me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Trust him today for your salvation. Admit you're a sinner. Come to him in repentance and say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned and I am a sinner. Name your sins before him if you need to. Admit it. Confess it. And accept his salvation. This is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. If you will, be with us next time at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Our brother Buckles will be with us the entire week. Thank you for listening, and if you would, call us at 879-5695. If you have any comments or questions, have a good day.